It is the weekend. Hope you had a lovely weekend. A result aside, we'll sort of get into that. It is John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Mo Stewart and Beth Lindop. And to talk about the weekend action, we're going to talk about the top of the table, obviously. I'm going to talk a little bit about the bottom, certainly with regard to, A, the results at the weekend, which were quite interesting, and also the news today that Everton have got a 2 points deduction for now. It will be appealed, I'm sure, because why the fuck not? There's the Palace appeal. Who knows what is the state of the bottom? Is that something that we should be concerned about as football fans or not? We will decide a little bit later on. But first of all, Beth, I think this is the first show you've done with us since the game. I saw you in your way end. You were singing. I am a singing busy, I'll be honest with you. I look around, and if there's someone I know not singing, I'm like, I'm not giving you a ticket. I'm awful, to be honest with you. But Beth, given it beans, appreciated it.
Thank
First
you.
Of all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that I passed that test, because I wouldn't have been allowed back on here, would I?
Honestly, I'm dreadful.
Yeah.
The best thing about sitting next to Mo, though, is that he says really clever things and then he can steal it for post-match content.
Right.
Yeah.
Have to bear that in mind.
So there's all the benefits. I mean, Mo also sings, obviously, but, you know, he also says smart things about the football game that you can go up and log.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was it was just frustratingly predictable, wasn't it? I think, you know, Liverpool were so in control for so long in that game. United were totally abject. I think it was the first time since October 2015 they've not registered a single shot in the first half of a Premier League game at Old Trafford, which really underscores Liverpool's dominance. And yeah, and I think we all in the away end knew what was coming if Liverpool failed to kill a game off. They did that. You have to sort of regard it as 2 points dropped, I suppose. But that being said, the fact that Liverpool fought back from a goal down at one point, and I think there was one point in the second half, sort of a 10-minute spell where I started to fear the worst. I thought United could get another one here because Liverpool just seemed to have lost the heads and lost the shape. And so the fact that they responded well to that, I suppose, is a positive. But yeah, ultimately a frustrating afternoon, minus the singing.